Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Hi, this is Caden from the Saturday Short Breaks team. Don't forget to listen to the Sunday 4P's Takeover show from 4 to 6 every Sunday. Only on Vectis Radio FM 104.6 and online.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 9, lows of 5. Tuesday we can expect thick cloud and a fresh breeze, highs of 12, lows of 8. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 7. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 7. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 3. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now and stay tuned to Vectis Radio FM 104.6.
In local news this week, an iconic Sandown building could be in for a much anticipated facelift as a plan is submitted to refurbish and demolish parts of the Grand Hotel, restoring it to its former Art Deco glory. Arson attacks have plagued the vacant hotel on Culver Parade in recent years and it is looking increasingly dilapidated. On January the 5th, 4 days after the application was submitted to the Isle of Wight Council, Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service crews were again called to outbuildings on the site. A separate plan to demolish them and build new holiday apartments has also been submitted to the council but had to be revised when concerns were raised about the potential impact on the historic World War II Pluto pipeline. It has now been confirmed the old fuel pipes skirt round the hotel site and its basement was not the location of the control center. Meanwhile, beware of fake emails and texts from the Isle of Wight and town and parish councillors. If you receive a suspicious text or email from an Isle of Wight councillor or town and parish councillor, be cautious about opening it. Isle of Wight councillors as well as town and parish councillors may have been targeted by scammers as fake texting and emails claiming to represent them are being sent out across the island. Councillor Palin said, "The first time my own email account was used was the 19th of August 2021 when someone successfully hacked my account and sent out phishing emails to many people including the leader of the council and MP. I made our clerks aware and they contacted our website and email managers." Finally, Osborne House is looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to join its visitor volunteer team. The role is all about people engaging with visitors to help them get the most out of their visit to Osborne House and its grounds. It presents an opportunity to meet new people, get involved with the local heritage, and bring history to life for more than 300,000 annual visitors. For more information and to get involved, visit www.englishheritage.org.uk. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
Hello, this is Caden from The Good Guide Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday is Steve Loves Island Songs, Moncton Arts Cafe by 10:30 a.m. Platform 1 presents String Bars and Venue, Newport 7 p.m. ticketed. Joel Morris Dance Academy presents Peter Pan the Ballet, Shanklin Theatre, 7:30 p.m. ticketed. On Thursday, the 3rd of February, Bobby I Can Fly, String Bars and Venue, Newport, 7:30 p.m. ticketed. Joel Morris Dance Academy presents Peter Pan the Ballet, Shanklin Theatre, 7:30 p.m. ticketed. This is Kaelin from Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Tony Blackburn, who's a radio DJ, Tim Healy, who's a TV actor, and Catherine Ross, who's a movie actress. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and today I'll show you how to make an easy huevos rancheros. To make it, you will need 1 tablespoon of vegetable oil or sunflower oil, 1 cordon tortilla wrap, 1 egg, 200 grams of black beans drained from a can, the juice of half a lime, half a ripe avocado peeled and sliced, 50 grams of feta cheese crumbled, and hot chili sauce. Step 1. Heat the oil in a frying pan over a high heat. Add the tortilla and fry for 1 to 2 minutes on each side until crisping at the edges. Transfer to a plate. Then crack the egg into the pan and cook to your liking. While you're doing that, tip the beans into the bowl, season them, and add a squeeze of lime, then lightly mash with a fork. And finally, spread the beans over the tortilla, top with the egg, avocado, feta, and chili sauce. Squeeze over a little more lime juice just before eating. This is a simple recipe that can be prepared and cooked in around 10 minutes and serves a single person. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
The 4P Saturday Short Breaks team would like to wish Kelvin a happy late birthday. Happy birthday from me, Blake.
Happy birthday from me, James.
Happy birthday from me, Jasper.
And happy birthday from me, Kaelin.
In local news this week, a 19-year-old man from Ryde has appeared in court charged with causing the death of Michaela Logan by dangerous driving. It was on the evening of the 10th of January 2020, over 2 years ago, that 19-year-old Michaela was driving along the main Sandown to Newport Road at Hale Common when her Ford Fiesta left the road and collided with a wall. Sadly, despite the best efforts of firefighters, paramedics and air ambulance doctors, there was nothing that could be done for Michaela and she was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, Mackenzie Hallett, 19, of Ryde, has appeared before the Isle of Wight Magistrates Court, accused of causing her death by driving dangerously on the A3056. The case, which is too serious for magistrates to deal with, has been sent to the Isle of Wight Crown Court on the 28th of February 2022. Meanwhile, according to the NHS, 1 in 6 children had a diagnosed mental health issue in July 2020 compared to 1 in 9 in 2017. Issues including anxiety, loneliness, bullying and isolation have been compounded by the pandemic, resulting in a mental health crisis amongst our young people. The WAVE Project is a charity that works closely with volunteers from the local community to offer surf therapy to young people struggling with their mental, physical or emotional well-being. The project on the Isle of Wight began with a pilot scheme in 2015 and since then has grown significantly, utilising the island's outstanding natural beauty as a backdrop for our evidence-based therapy. In 2021, we supported over 200 of the island's young people. Finally, Newport Carnival will celebrate its 100-year anniversary this summer after its committee applied to the Southern Vectis Community Fund to help mark the impressive milestone in style. Newport Carnival organisers say they will offer something a little bit special for the centenary edition. This year's main Newport Carnival will take place on Saturday the 23rd of July at 7 p.m. with the illuminated event planned for Thursday the 25th 5th of August at 9 p.m. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycutts O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia. And remember when I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Tony Blackburn, who was born in 1943, who's 79. Tim Healy, who was born in 1952, who's 70. And Catherine Ross, who was born in 1940, who's 82. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Backwards Day on the 31st of January urges us to do things in a different order than we normally would. It won't harm you to do it for a single day of the year. After all, we all live our lives the way we think we're supposed to, at least to some extent. While your daily actions may seem rational, having a day where you do everything differently is exciting. It's the day when the world is turned inside out, craziness transforms into sanity, and day turns into night, at least in theory. There's just too much seriousness in the air these days, and you have to break all the rules and set yourself free once in a while. Number 2. Optimist Day on the 3rd of February is a great way to spend the day repaying those who have been nice to you. You have what is considered a terrific trait to have if you're a natural optimist in life. However, for some people, remaining positive throughout the day may be difficult, which is why this day is the ideal remedy for us living beings. Why not spend some time helping everyone else in your community by doing something as simple as saying a kind word to a stranger or even organising a fundraiser? Even the tiniest acts can make a big difference in the lives of the individuals you help. And finally, number 3, Weather Person's Day on the 5th of February honours those who operate in the area of forecasting, from storm spotters to meteorologists. While forecasting the weather and alerting others about it is a relatively new profession, it has advanced significantly over the years. Most city-based television and radio stations employ a group of highly qualified weather forecasters who work as a weather team rather than simply one weather person as it was in the past. Their accuracy has become a source of pride for them and a source of competition for others in the field. Therefore, today is the day to honour them. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays. Bye for now!
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio. Today, I'll be reviewing a mobile game called Clash of Clans. In Clash of Clans, you have to build up a base. You do that by gaining resources from attacking other bases. There are three ways you can attack bases: via story missions, via attacking other players, or from joining a clan and fighting another clan in a clan war. There are three main resources in Clash of Clans. Gold is used to build and upgrade defensive structures. Elixir is used to build and upgrade other structures, as well as train units. And Dark Elixir is used to build and upgrade advanced units, which you don't get immediately. The Town Hall is the main part of a base. Destroying it automatically concludes an attack, and upgrading it unlocks new upgrade levels for buildings as well as unlocking new buildings. Clash of Clans is free to buy, but you can buy an in-game currency called Gems to buy extra things. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Blake with the cinema guide for this week. All of these films are being showed from Monday to Thursday. You got Sing 2, which is a U at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. You got Belfast, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Nightmare Alley, which is a 15 at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Scream, which is an 18 at Cineworld. The King's Man, which is a 15 at Cineworld. The Matrix Resurrection, which is a 15 at Cineworld. Spider-Man No Way Home, which is a 12A at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Clifford the Big Red Dog, which is a PG at Cineworld and Commodore Cinema. Moonfall, which is a 12A at Cineworld. And Death on the Nile, which is a 12A at Cineworld. For more information, including film availability, make sure to check the cinema websites.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is sardoodledom. It is spelt S-A-R-D-O-O-D-L-E-D-O-M. It is a noun which refers to an unusual plot structure that is overly dramatic and almost unbelievable. It can be used in the sentence, "Some days it feels like I'm the unwitting player in a sardoodledom." It originated from the 20th century from the criticism of playwright Victorien Sardou by G.B. Shaw, combined with the word doodle, all followed by the suffix dom. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now!
We will be back next week with the next Saturday four-piece takeover show. So it's goodbye from me, Blake.
Bye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
And goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye!
The Short Breaks four-piece course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4P's Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.